This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Troops and patrols have deployed around Baghdad following the failed assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted Iraq's prime minister and his residence. The attack significantly raises tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Two Iraqi officials said that Mustafa al-Qadhimi was unharmed, but seven of his guards were injured. The prime minister later appeared on Iraqi television, seated behind a desk, looking calm and composed. His left hand appeared to be wrapped in a bandage. There was no claim for the attack early Sunday, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias who had publicly issued threats against al-Qadhimi. They have denied any involvement. Palestinians on Sunday slammed Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for the Palestinians in a contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday that there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The Trump administration shuttered the U.S. Jerusalem consulate, an office that for years served as a de facto embassy to the Palestinians. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to reopen it, a move that Israel says would challenge its sovereignty over the city. The reopening could help mend U.S. ties with the Palestinians ruptured under President Trump, former President Trump. In a statement, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry said it views the reopening of the consulate as part of an international community commitment to ending Israel's decades-long occupation of territories the Palestinians seek for their future state. More at VOA News.